Yeah, it looks like we've got about 15 minutes till RPC net, so I can talk for a few minutes here. And thanks for whatever your input is. So yeah, I think you might have not quite understood my question, and I didn't maybe explain it the best. So like direct view LED displays, you know, there's probably millions of LEDs in an array that are, you know, red, green, and blue at each of those points. And I'm not sure if it's a single LED that has all three colors or if there's like three clustered together. I'm not quite sure how they're constructed. But what I see when I look at them is like the part that's directly on axis, I see all the, you know, all red, you know, if I look at something that's white, I see white, but as things get off axis, you know, even like within the width of the display, I'll see like blue and red, you know, shifting off to in opposite directions because of the aberration from the lens in my glasses. And what I'm wondering is if there's a way I can show that to other people, like people who don't wear glasses who think these things are the greatest thing ever. And, you know, that doesn't happen so much with a projector. And I think that's because the projector is all diverging from like almost a single point at the imager in the projector and spreading out across the screen. So my question was really about, if I put two lenses next, you know, use a compound lens, two lenses that basically cancel each other out, does that end up canceling out the aberration too, or does that only cancel out the, I guess now as I'm talking out loud, because you're canceling out the one bending one way to bending back the other way. So I guess that would cancel out the aberration too, unless they are made out of two different materials. So what are your thoughts on that?